WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out! In the
morning. Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. Straight up, 6 o'clock. Cloudy, good chance of rain today, 58 for the high. Right now, 43 in the NRV, 48 in Lynchburg, and 47 in Roanoke. And Miss Monica, what is on your mind this morning?
Well, I have to say thank you to Hannah Grace. She works with the local office of aging, Meals on Wheels.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And because she invited me to assist her with Meals on Wheels yesterday. So we stopped by some homes and dropped off lunch. And it's just a reminder of, you know, how many people are in need of food in our area and how, you know, it's like neighbors. These are people like right next door, you know?
Yeah. So I have a question about that. Now, where do these meals come from that you pick up? Are they made by like a company or do restaurants make it or how's
they're
that work?
They're made by volunteers and people in the area, people in our community to get together. And they're always looking for volunteers, by the way. So if you go to like mealsonwheels.org or the local office of aging.com, you can, you know, get some information on how you can help out.
That's not the right question, Chris. The question I want to know is, what role did Monica play in the Meals on Wheels? Was Monica driving? Was she behind the wheel? Was Monica in the kitchen? Flip, flip. Or was Monica delivering the food? Ding, dong.
Okay.
What role did you play yesterday?
Hannah was driving, and I was and I was the one running up to the door, you know, doing the knock, knock. Hey, how you doing?
Awesome. Now, these people that you delivered meals to, were they expecting a meal or were you surprising them?
They were expecting their meals. Okay. And so, you know, they look for it. They drop off daily. So this is something that Meals on Wheels, I was, you know, wondering if it's like once or twice a week kind of thing. No, it's every day, you know.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, you surprise me at the front door with the meal, you can guarantee I won't be eating it.
Oh.
If I didn't know that it was coming, if someone in my family didn't die and you were trying to help me get through the grieving process.
Somebody just knocked at your door.
I'm not eating nobody's random plates.
But they said this is for you, Antoine. Surprise.
I'm like, thank you so much. As I go right to the trash can, I'm not touching that.
Listen, I will take Antoine's meal. Okay. I am not going to let meal go to waste that somebody put a lot of hard work into.
I need to know what your kitchen looks like.
Oh, you know what,
though. Therefore, if it's a surprise, I don't know.
Yeah.
Say it.
Okay, mister, I'm not going to eat your food. What's on your mind this morning?
I don't know if there is a worse feeling than when you're driving, especially at night, or it could be in the morning before the sun comes up. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, in your rear view mirror, you see police lights. That happened to me this morning.
Oh, no.
Driving on my way to work. I'm just, you know, listening to little Drake just bopping out. And then all of a sudden, woo-woo, and I see in my rear view mirror, the lights come on. And I'm like, what illegal activity am I participating in right now?
What did I do?
I'm bound to be doing something. But no, they got in the other lane and just took off. But when I tell you, my stomach was in my butt. Oh, it was.
So you weren't speeding. You were just jamming it to Drake. You weren't doing anything.
I was so focused on the music. I don't know what law I was breaking. I'm sure I was breaking one, but someone was breaking a bigger law.
I have a question for you. I want to back up a little bit. You said you were listening to a Lil Drake. What is listening to a Lil Drake as opposed to listening to Drake? Or I was listening to some Drake. Were you listening to like part of a Drake song and not the rest?
I was listening to a Drake song he was featured on. It wasn't an actual Drake song. It wasn't a Drake album. It was just a little verse.
Okay.
Just 16. Bar. I don't need a full drink in the morning. I just need a little
taste.
Drink.
Yeah. A little app.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
I would appreciate you guys not taking my question seriously.
I'm listening to you, Chris. Chris gave a little laugh right there.
All I did was just ask if you guys had ever measured a wiener before.
When I was 12.
Well, Chris, I have a job for you. There is a online gambling site called BetUS that is looking for a wiener connoisseur to travel around to Major League Baseball parks and measure their hot dogs.
I was waiting for you to finish, you know, your whole spiel right here.
Wait, these are the hot dogs at the concession stand, right?
Yes, okay. These are hot dogs you could what are you guys talking about?
Jeez, my gosh.
It is Wednesday morning.
It is Wednesday hump day.
You're the one throwing out all these innuendos this morning.
Yeah.
So with this job, you'll go from baseball park to baseball park, all 30 parks, You'll get to taste test dozens of different hot dogs, and they don't care how good they are. They just want you to measure each one to see which Major League Baseball team has the biggest and the smallest hot dogs. Once you get your hands on one, you'll need to measure the length, the diameter, and also weigh it, how heavy it is.
How hard of a job is that? That's a fun job. Which baseball team do you think has the biggest?
If I had to go, I feel like The San Diego Padres. I feel like they might have the biggest wieners, hot dogs, you know, at the concession stand.
Yeah.
Easily.
I'm thinking, somebody more legendary like the New York Yankees.
The Yankees, I think
they've been around longer. Their wieners have had time to get bigger.
Tough.
Wieners. Definitely historic.
I don't think that's great.
It's not a full-time gig, but they will buy game tickets. Travel is covered, and you get $2,500, and they'll also toss in a $500 gift card to the MLBShop.com. Mm. You go to their website, betus.com, for your chance to be the new wiener connoisseur.
Yeah, get a t-shirt, too.
It's a good summer job.
Yeah, you can call your parents and say, you know what I do for a living.
They would be so proud of it.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And do you consider your car to be part of your family? I know it's an inanimate object, but I feel like it is for several reasons. One, it's always reliable most of the time. It's always there when you need it, like a friend or family member.
Okay.
You spend a lot of time with your car. Your car is a good place to have conversations with yourself. And there's a lot of things that we can say we had with our car, like fond memories. Things that we've done in our car, possibly like a road trip. Just good conversations you've had in your car with your other people. And so I feel like even though it's an object, it is part of your family because it's really important in your everyday life. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree with that. Yeah. I was like, my first car was a Dodge Neon, and that thing, I mean, I rode it till the wheels popped off of it. Like literally the wheels were like coming off. And so when I finally had to get rid of it, I kept a piece of it. Like, you know, just a random piece of the car.
I completely get that. That makes me think in my head now, Monica, that when someone passed away, you just keep a random piece of them.
Just a little bit of them.
Let me keep this fingernail. Let me keep this pinky. I will say this. If you asked me this question a few years ago when I had my Mustang, I would say yes. The car is a piece of the family because I love that car. It was my first grown-up purchase. It was everything. But then the car got totaled. Not my fault. Someone else's fault. They rammed into me from behind, pushed me in front of a car, and now I lost my Mustang. And now I got my new vehicle, which I do love. But it is not a member of the family because I am constantly looking at other vehicles that I want more. I'm searching for the feeling of the Mustang. So therefore, my Jeep, while I do like it, I like it a lot. I don't love it.
It's not that Mustang.
It's not my
favorite
cousin.
But you're never going to be able to find that Mustang.
It's not my big brother.
Yeah.
It's the neighbor that I enjoy having around.
Yeah.
So my Jeep is not a part of the family. It's just a cool friend. It's a cool friend to hang out with. But I could part with it. I could block it on social media if I needed to.
So you don't have an emotional attachment to your car.
Nope. That was only to the Mustang. Ever since then, that's the one it's that gone. Got away. This is just a filler relationship. This is my rebound.
That is no good.
Because
I love Phoenix. So my car now, like I love, you know, Phoenix has been just like a part of the family. I talk to Phoenix when she's low on gas. I'm like, look.
You're encouraging
I'm
her.
I'm like, look, cough it up, darling. We're getting there, you know. So she's part of my, you know, she's a family.
Yeah, so I'm kind of curious to know, do you consider your car to be part of your family? Text the show at 52353 and let us know this morning. But I feel like my car is a part of my family. It's always there for me, and sometimes I get mad at it. It's a relative.
The K92 Morning Thang.
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Potato.
Whose brain is awake right now? Is it Monica's? Is it Chris's?
Nope.
Is it neither one of them?
Yeah.
And they're just sludging along. Well, we are going to find out because we are going to play Hot Potato Monica versus Chris. It is verbal hot potato. I'm going to give you guys a category. And you're going to go back and forth, roughly 20 seconds, naming items within a category that I, the judge, deem appropriate.
Okay.
Whoever gives me the last complete answer before the buzzer goes off will win that round. First to two round wins will win the game.
Okay.
You guys good? You ready?
We reckon.
Ready.
All right, Chris, we're going to start with Monica because you said your brain's still revving up. Earlier in the show, we talked about the wiener connoisseur. That's a job you can do where you can go around from ballpark to ballpark measuring wieners.
Uh-huh.
All right, Monica. For the first category, I need you to give me toppings on a hot dog. Go.
Ketchup.
Mustard.
Onions.
Pickles.
Chili.
Cheese.
Relish.
Kimchi.
You can put sprinkling of lettuce.
A sprinkling?
Yeah.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Another hot dog.
Yep. You could.
Mayonnaise.
Listen, one of my close friends from back home puts mayonnaise and ketchup on his hot dog, so I'm definitely counting that if I counted the double-decker wiener.
Yes.
Could you imagine? Well, just seeing someone out and about with not just one hot dog, but a hot dog on top of the other
hot dog. You have a friend that works out really hard, right? Big guy that, yes. So he wants a double-decker hot dog.
Listen, if you're eating a double-decker hot dog, something's went wrong in your life. Like, you need to reevaluate some things. That's a point for Chris. Chris, you're going to start this second round because you get hot dogs at the ballpark.
Yeah.
Because you got to go to the concession stand. So, 20 seconds, name other things other than hot dogs that you'll find at a concession stand. Go.
Soda.
Hamburgers.
French fries.
Barbecue.
Corn dog.
Cotton candy.
Candy bars.
Peanuts.
Nachos.
People.
Popcorn.
You find lots of balloons. Those little dots. Ice cream dots.
There you go.
How about a banana fruit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen, today, Chris, you said you weren't on it, but your brain was on it today, sir. You are happy about it being opening day baseball
tomorrow.
I
really am.
Be prepared to facepalm because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, my goodness. This guy, he is in so much trouble.
Aren't we always? Nonstop.
Yeah, he's in trouble big time because he left his fiance's $2,000 wedding dress on the roof of his car and drove off.
Why was it up there in the first place?
Oh, well, you know, maybe he was just a little stressed and he was just
packing the car.
Yeah, he's packing the car up and he was like, okay, let me put the dress right here. I know it's right there. I'll take care of that. And instead, he just drove off and, of course, the dress blew off the car and they have a $500 reward for anyone who finds it and returns it.
I'm really surprised that he had access to the dress.
I know.
Because normally, you know, that dress is top secret. It's in a vault somewhere that only Batman could break into. And this fiance, it's not his fault, it's her fault.
What?
How dare she trust him with such an important item on such an important day?
And he was under so much pressure, he was just like, don't mess up the dress. Don't do anything to the dress. Don't look at it. And then he just forgot it. Yeah, so they're on the hunt for the dress, and he's in trouble. But they said that they still will get married. It will not stop the wedding from happening.
It better not stop the wedding. Mm-hmm. They paid for everything else. They planned for everything else. Listen.
Maybe that's what he wanted. He was like, I'm trying to see if I can get out of this. Yeah. And she said, no, we're still getting married.
I've heard of the runaway bride. I've never heard of the runaway dress before. Where's Julia Roberts?
Or the runaway groom. What's a good way I can get rid of my wife? Oh, yeah, lose her wedding dress.
Hey, ladies in the place, I'm calling out to
you. To all the ladies in the place with style and grace.
Advice and solving life's biggest dilemmas. This is The Ladies' Room with Monica Brooks on K92.
Monica, Antoine, and Chris in The Ladies' Room today with Miss Ashley. So share with us, Ashley, what's going on?
Okay, so I caught my best friend's ex-boyfriend out with this. She's like another friend.
You caught them out, so.
Well, okay, so my friend, they've been separated like maybe almost a year or so. Like, thank goodness you left him. Ugh, I can't stand him. Anyway.
Okay.
So I catch him out, and about was like, she's like a friend of a friend of our, like, listen, she's been over, she's been in our circle, we've had wine together, little, you know?
Oh.
Like, and I don't know what to do.
Okay. So you caught them out, you don't know, and you have the proof that, to share with your friend, that another friend is hanging out with the ex.
Listen, I took pictures. Come on now. Y'all know screenshot.
You got receipts.
I definitely took pictures. I have receipts.
Okay.
So why do you feel the need, and this isn't a judgment. I know my tone may come across as judgmental. So let me rephrase. Is there a reason that you feel the need to share this information?
Well, so the thing is, so she's doing really well without him. You know, I don't want to disturb her peace. But this friend, like, she speaks to us. Like, and I mean, she's not our bestie, but she's like, you know, it's like, hey, girl. And it's like, you've been in our circle, so you've heard her talk about him. And
yeah.
How do you do that?
Yeah, see, I think you should tell her. Come with receipts. I had a similar situation happen recently to me. Someone spotted my ex-husband out. And so I'm like, you know what? Thank you for telling me, because I don't care. And that was like a gift to me, you know, because I'm like, okay, I know that I'm in the right. I'm healing.
Let me push back on that, though, because you said, Monica, in your situation, you are healing from it. So you were in a good place when they told you. What if this friend isn't? What if Ashley sharing this information opens a wound that hasn't completely closed yet, and now her friend goes back down to whatever? Like, maybe
now
is not the time to share that information.
So I suggest, Ashley, that you talk to that your friend, your best friend, have that conversation to kind of to gauge where she's at in her healing process or where she's at in her life. You know, is she prepared? Would she be prepared to handle that information? But I can see where, Antoine, where you're saying that she may not be ready to hear that business, and it may disturb her.
Yeah, because now, you know, who knows what rabbit hole her head goes down. Her brain goes down now, like, oh, he's out there with such and such. They look like such and such. Is she more attracted than me? Is she, you know, you just never know where someone is after a breakup or after a split.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what to do, guys. I need help.
Okay. Well, I imagine a lot of people have been in a similar situation. You can call in at 540-774-9236 or just text us at 52353, and we'll come back to Ashley in the ladies' room, K92.
Hey, ladies in the place, I'm calling out to you.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace.
Advice and solving life's biggest dilemmas. This is the ladies' room with Monica Brooks on K92.
Yeah, we're trying to help out Ashley today because she spotted her friend's ex out with another girl, a girlfriend from their friend circle.
See, so it's messy. Just so connected.
I know. It's a small area. We all know one another and stuff. Yeah.
That's something like that's always sus.
Yeah. Yeah. So we asked, you know, what should she do? She wants to know whether or not to tell that friend. Well, people text in to 52353. We have one text that says she should be a good friend and tell her. That's Melanie of Vinton. Mm-hmm. We also received another one that says, if not, if you decide not to tell her, maybe it's just not opening up that wound. Don't open it up.
Just let it heal up.
Yeah, let her heal and just don't even bring it up. But yeah, it's up to her. We'll see what happens with it. We have Virginia.
Good morning, Virginia.
Hey, guys.
You heard everything that Ashley's dealing with right now. Where do you side on it?
Yeah, I think that she should not tell her.
Why do you think that?
Well, like you were saying, I mean, her friend might say she's, you know, over him or, you know, she's moved on or whatever. But when you tell a woman sometimes that you have seen her ex out with another, quote, friend, even though that friend has heard you saying all the bad crap, you know, about him, it makes you, in my mind, I would go to, oh, my gosh, maybe he's changed, or maybe he's different now and I should give him another chance and he's improved himself and what am I missing out on? You know, if she heard all that crap I said about him and then she still chose to move forward, he's probably a changed man. Mm. I mean, that's just where my brain would go.
Yeah, and that's definitely a possibility.
What if that friend who is now hanging out with the ex kind of had a crush on him all along and had just been ignoring all the bad things that his ex was saying. And she's like, oh, I'm going to swoop in and get him myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then she deserves all the that's coming her way, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Like, you know,
I just think you shouldn't disturb her peace. Like, if it's been a year, she's, quote, over him, like, why even bring it up? Because, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like it's a non-issue at this point, and it would be, you know, and if she finds out later from somebody else and it comes up that, yeah, I saw him. I mean, if she's your best friend and you say, you know, I just didn't want to disturb your peace. I was not trying to keep it. She's not going to care, but I wouldn't want to be the bearer of that news.
I would want to know if someone's hanging tight that shouldn't be there in my friend circle.
But why? I mean, if she's not in your, like, immediate friend circle, why? Like, why does, I mean, you just want to see who your ex ended up with?
Thank you so much, Virginia, for your input.
No problem.
Ashley, you heard all that.
I heard that.
What are you thinking?
You know, here's the thing. I don't want my best friend running into them surprised. So I think I am going to just have a conversation to see where she is, and I'm going to tell her.
Why not have a conversation with the friend and be like, yo, why are you with such and such's ex? Like, I saw you guys out. Like, what's going on with that?
I mean, I see that, but I think that's a lot of talking going on.
Yeah, I'm going to my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
No, thank you, Ashley, for coming in the ladies' room. K92.
All right, I feel like I'm not the only one that this happens to on probably a daily basis or at least a few times a week. Mm. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. I think all of us deal with a USB port at some point, at least once a day. Whether you're, you know, typically because you're plugging your phone in to a port to charge it, or, you know, a lot of people use the flash drives at work for certain things. Well, I don't know what it is, but yesterday I was vacuuming out my car and I took my phone charger, which goes into a USB port there.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it to move it out of the way. And then when it comes to plugging in a USB port, it can only go one of two directions.
Right.
Yeah.
I go to plug it in for the first time, wrong direction. So I flip it over, put it in, and still don't go in. I'm like, wait a second. So then I turn it back to the first position I had it, and then it goes in. Why does it do that? Because that's my USB port, and it several occasions has done that. Especially my laptop here at work. I'm putting something in on the side. I put it in once. Okay, obviously it's the wrong direction. I put it in again. Okay, well, and still not go in. Why is it the first time you put it in the right direction, it doesn't go in?
So
it just makes no sense.
You and you're in your car yelling and everything else and punching the dash and everything. People are like, what's going on with him?
The steering wheel. Yeah. I didn't even do anything.
He's like, he's sitting in the parking lot. How is this road rage? What's going on?
Yeah, it has a cord. Am I the only one that happens to? I can't be the only one where that happens to. When you go to plug in a USB, you have to do it three times to get it to go in. It only can go in one of two directions, but somehow when you go to plug it in the very first time in the right direction, I'm not going to work. I'm not going to go in.
It's teaching us patience.
As you were just screaming to the heavens, I went to my laptop bag and I pulled out a USB cord.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking at it now. I'm like, there must be a symbol to let you know which one is the top and which one is the bottom. Because what I imagine is that the female part of all USBs are pretty much the same.
Okay.
That's what I'm imagining. So it's us grabbing the male part of the USB, trying to slide it in there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking that we are just not taking the time to see which side is the top part.
That's what
it
is.
And then we get frustrated and then we just start trying to jam it in there.
Well, they're meant to teach us patience. Teach us to breathe and just calm it down. But it doesn't happen.
No,
Chris is saying no.
does Chris sound like someone that's patient or breathing right now? Super angry. But yeah, USB ports, USB cords in itself, like they are very stressful.
I think they're I think they're punking us sometimes. I think USB ports are put on this earth to mess with our head. Text in to 52353. I want to know if I'm not the only one that this happens to, because I swear every time I go to use a USB port, it takes three times to get it in when it should really go in two. Drives me crazy.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Okay, just a quick update on that traffic. So on 24 in the county of Bedford, in the vicinity of Sandy Level Road, there is an accident. So motorists can expect delays due to that crash. All east lanes are closed. So it's going to slow you down just a little bit this morning.
Yeah.
Be careful.
And we're getting a text in to 52353 about another possible wreck at Gus Nix Boulevard around King Street as well. We're going to try to get some more information on that. But if you see anything, feel free to always text in to 52353 and let us know so we can let everyone else know.
Okay. And this right here is something local that you could help out with. A crime. So someone abused a kitten, and Vets to Cats, they found out about it, and the owner of Vets to Cats says, hey, we need to put an end to this. We need to find out who abused and killed this kitten.
Oh, no.
And we're going to give $10,000 to the person that can, find.
Wow.
The criminal. So they said if you have any information, be sure to contact Vets to Cats. They have the information about the kitten, in question as well. And you can call 540-853-2411 if you have any details. You can go to their site. You can call them. All their business, they'll give you the information. But $10,000 reward.
That is so sad. There needs to be a higher reward.
Mm-hmm.
So have you been following any more of the Diddy stuff? Because it's like every day there's something happening.
I told you, you stop calling him Diddy.
Oh, Sean Combs.
I love Diddy. It is Sean Combs Criminal that did all this terrible stuff.
He did.
Inmate Sean Combs.
There were so many memes yesterday on it. Somebody did one of him dressed in green. They call him the Diddler. Of a picture
the
of him as the Riddler running from the police.
Oh, gosh. He's going away for a while. As Sean Combs, his alleged drug mule, was arrested at the airport yesterday. Brendan Paul, 25-year-old guy, he was arrested. And he's been held on bond. So no one's helping him out. Oh, Brendan. And they said that Sean Combs has been dropping other names as well.
He seems to lack a lot of loyalty. I'm telling you right now, if he goes down, he's taking everyone with him.
He mentioned Prince Harry.
What?
Yeah, they don't know in what capacity, why he even brought him up, but he even threw his name into the bucket. Like, why? Cuba Gooding Jr. He's always in trouble, but he's like, come on, man, I don't want to be tied to you.
I can see that one.
Yeah, so that's no good. So I'm waiting for a Jersey Beyonce.
Leave my two
that's
favorites
gonna
out
happen
of this.
Soon. I'm telling
Stop
you.
It.
All right. So moving on. So yesterday, everyone was following the Baltimore Key Bridge collapse. After a cargo ship hit one of the pillars, the bridge collapsed, and there were people on the bridge. It happened around 1:30 a.m. So fortunately, it wasn't busy. You know, at a busy point of the day, but still, there were lives lost. And we have some audio of the emergency services. Announcing that they needed to stop traffic. They had like 100 seconds.
One of you guys on the south side, one of you guys on the north side, hold all traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering. So until you get that under control, we gotta stop all traffic.
I'm en route to the south side.
Yeah, if we can stop traffic, just make sure no one's on the bridge right now. There's a crew up there. You might want to notify whoever the foreman is, see if we can get them off the bridge temporarily.
10-4, once the other unit gets here, I'll ride up on the bridge.
C-13 dispatch, the whole bridge just fell down. Everybody, the whole bridge just collapsed.
Do we know if all traffic will stop? I can't get to the other side, sir. The bridge is down.
C-13, I'm holding all traffic northbound.
Oh, so scary.
It really is.
Yes.
Terrifying. People are going to have a fear of bridges now.
Oh, yeah.
If they didn't already, yeah, it's definitely going to increase that.
All right, if you've ever worked retail in a position where you're taking returns from customers, I want you to text the show right now, 52353, or you can call 540-774-9236. I want to know what the craziest thing a customer has tried to return. I'm asking this question because I have a friend of mine that works at Target, and Target has a pretty lenient return policy. But she was telling me there was a guy that came in a couple days ago to return a used stick of deodorant. And it even had one of his pieces of hair on it.
It didn't work for him.
And he said, she's like, what's wrong with it? She goes, it doesn't work. Well, okay.
Yeah.
But their policy is to take it back. So she had to take back a used stick of deodorant that had a hair on it and had to give him his money back on it. I think that takes some big cojones to try and return something like that.
Oh, people do. I mean, I worked in retail for years, and I remember one of the outrageous returns was a pair of thongs that had been worn the night before.
They
clearly had been worn. Like somebody had twerked up something up in there.
Oh,
and I know, and I was like, well, you know, they put them in a plastic bag and returned them. And what are you going to say, you know?
Was it the day after Valentine's Day?
Oh.
Okay. Whoa, wow. I'm not big on returning things.
Okay.
Like, I just suck it up. I think I just feel guilty. Like, I made the bad choice of picking the wrong item or
even
the incorrect item.
Even if it's like a shirt or something, like, even it still has the tags and everything on it, but you just don't even return it?
I don't do it often. It takes an egregious mistake, like something that I can't. There are some shirts, if I only pay like $10, $15, $20 for it, I'll just hold on to the shirt. But if I pay a lot of money, then maybe I will return it. But returning is just not in my DNA. It's like, Antoine, you made the mistake. You should have did more research. You suck it up. Yeah. I just don't understand the people that's able to return things so freely.
And I'm looking, we already got in a couple of texts. The first one here is from Lee in Roanoke. She said she worked at a gas station before. And there would be people putting the wrong grade of gas in their car, and they would demand we give their money back despite the fact that they were the ones who did it.
I like it. Once again.
Yeah, they try.
People give their best effort to this.
And we got another text in from Tracy. She says a lady came in two different times to Family Dollar where she worked and tried to return stuff from Dollar General.
Oh, they tried.
Worth She's a like, shot. No.
And then we got another text. Jessica says, I used to work at a retail store and someone tried to return a stained bathing suit. And maybe, wanted their money back on it.
Maybe it was stained when they purchased it. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Probably yes. Not. All right, so if you've worked retail before, we want to hear your story about what people tried to return. 540-774-9236, or you can text us at 52353. Include your name and where you're listening. Renee Rapp and Megan Thee Stallion, Not My Fault on K92. You're waking up with Monica, Antoine, and Chris talking about returns as a retail worker. If you've worked retail before, we want to hear a story of what people have tried to return. You can call 540-774-9236 or you can text in 52353. We have a lot of good text here. We got this one from, let's see here, Allie in Rocky Mount. Didn't work retail, but worked tech support for a satellite company. People would call in for equipment that wouldn't work. Receivers would be turned in with roaches and ants infested. The crazy ones had a snake fried around some of the internal parts. The other must have been close to an aquarium or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Because there was a dehydrated octopus inside.
Oh, my gosh.
I just feel bad for the snake. I really wish a snake would have gotten out and been safe. You know how I feel about snakes.
Yeah, yeah.
Eric texted into 52353. He worked at Kroger, and someone tried to return a steak that they stole off the shelf. They were caught in person and on camera.
They said, I don't know who that person was. That was my twin.
That was not me.
Yes,
I have this steak. I bought the wrong one.
Yeah, Jordan texted in and said, I worked at Walmart, and someone returned a huge TV in the box, but it wasn't in the box. It was actually filled with rocks. Yep. So the clerk didn't even check.
As a customer service person, do you judge people when they return? When they return items?
No. I mean, well,
do you judge them? In my head, what happens, and this probably plays a role in why I don't return things, is that it's like a first world problem. Like, really, Antoine? You're returning this shirt because it's one size too big. Once you grow into it. Or one size too small. Once you work out. You know, in my head, that's what the customer service person is saying to me.
For myself, I didn't judge anything dropped off, you know, returned back in. I'm like, you know, you spend your money.
Not even if it's the dumbest reason, the silliest reason. You didn't judge them
at all. It's your reason. Yeah.
Aww. I mean, if a store has a return policy and I have 30 days to return something, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. And I'll return it for a good reason. I'm not going to take advantage of the system,
right,
though.
Well, similar to Monica's thong thing, maybe they twerked in the thong and realized, you know what? This thong doesn't feel right when I'm clapping.
It wasn't thonging.
I got to bring it back. 30 days.
All right, one more text. This is a good one. I worked at Food Lion and someone returned an empty bottle of wine saying it didn't taste good. Well, they turned right around and bought another bottle of the same kind.
Now try it again.
They had to make sure it didn't taste good. They had to double check.
Thought the first date went great, but now you're being left on red? Time to find out why you're being ghosted. This is Blown Off with Monica, Antoine, and Chris on K92.
All right, we're talking to Caitlin this morning. Caitlin, one of the many singles out there, still trying to find her true love, and it seems to be a struggle. Good morning.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, Caitlin. So we want to hear about a guy you went out with recently named Kevin.
Yes. Kevin, we met on Bumble. He was so nice. Like, he has a good job. He's so cute, at least, you know, in his pictures, and funny, and it just feels like we're looking for the same thing in a relationship, which is really, you know, reaffirming. And we finally met for our first date at Frank's. We
both love Frank's.
Italian food, so it was, like, the perfect pick. Yeah, and it was so great. Like, I really feel like we had chemistry and, like no walls or weirdness in our hang, and I just haven't heard from him since.
And nothing stands out to you that could have, you know, caused the distance or anything?
No, I mean, like I said, I felt like it was the perfect first date. The only thing I can think of is that when they dropped the bill, I asked to split the check at the end after he offered to pay.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
I could see that being a thing.
I don't know. I didn't feel like a little awkwardness, but I don't know. Is that why someone wouldn't call me? I don't know.
Oh, you basically say you look broke.
Baby, I got you. I help you with this. I got the cheese sticks.
All right. Well, Caitlin, we heard your story, and of course, we had a heads up on what was going on, and we reached out to Kevin. So we have Kevin standing by. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning.
All right, Kevin, you heard what Caitlin said. Was all that true?
Yes. What she's saying is true. It has nothing to do with her wanting to split the bill at all. The thing for me was that the date felt more like a sales pitch.
A sales pitch? What do you mean by a sales pitch?
In the middle of the date, she whips out a life insurance pamphlet and starts pitching life insurance to me.
What?
Wait a second,
like
Caitlin.
A good neighbor.
Yeah, is this true?
Oh my God. I recently started a new job selling life insurance.
Uh-huh.
And I have everything on me, and I'm supposed to get as many new customers as possible. And I don't know, we're talking, and I thought he was a good candidate.
Wait a second. Are you on dating apps so you can get new life insurance clients?
We were both young. Did it look like I was dying and decrepit and I needed life insurance? I mean, do you know something I don't?
No. Like, investing in life insurance at a young age is a smart financial move for several key reasons, actually. So, like, firstly,
oh my God.
Premiums are significantly lower when you're young and healthy, which locks in affordable rates for the duration
Caitlin,
of your policy.
Caitlin, oh. Caitlin, I'm about to fall asleep. You, Caitlin, I've never been more bored on the radio than I am right now.
But you are ready.
It's life insurance numbers.
Girl, but you are on top of it.
And this is exactly what she was doing to me. It's weird.
Okay, maybe it wasn't a good first impression, and I should have waited to pitch after, like, a few dates, but I'm in the zone. I think it just came out.
This is something you mentioned 20 dates in. I mean, look, maybe I would go on another date with you if you just leave all that stuff at home. I don't need a book report or to be pitched, please.
Caitlin, would you be up for going out with Kevin again if you leave all your life insurance and work stuff at home? Like he said, wait to multiple dates down the line if you make it that far to pitch that to him.
Yes, of course. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Again, it's new, and I was nervous, and I'm excited about the job. I think I just blurred the lines a bit. I'm so sorry.
I'll be honest. It's kind of adorable. Now I'm thinking about it. No, look at my pamphlet. Look at it.
She's ready.
It's kind of cute, Caitlin.
Thank you for saying it that way.
All right, Caitlin, Kevin, you guys want to keep us posted and let us know what happens?
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. And actually, can I have your email? I'll send you some information about how important life insurance is. I promise I'm going to win you over. Like, it's not just about covering final expenses. It's about ensuring financial security.
Caitlin, you're about to get blown off by us. Caitlin.
Look, yeah. Caitlin, we appreciate the hustle, but no, you can't have our email.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, it was worth a try.
And if you've been blown off recently on a date, we'll give you our email address. It's mornings@k92radio.com. We don't want life insurance information, but tell us your story, and maybe you could be on the next episode of Blown Off. mornings@k92radio.com. Kenya Grace and Strangers on K92. You're waking up with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. It's time to play Wordplay for your shot to win a pair of tickets to see Sam Hunt live in Charlottesville on April the 14th. And good morning. Who do we have on the phone?
I think we got RJ. Good morning, RJ.
Good morning.
All right. Now, is this the RJ that will occasionally text in to 52353 that's a Philadelphia Eagles fan?
Yes, sir.
Oh boy. Here we go.
Hey, RJ.
There we go. It's already raining outside, and now I'm just annoyed. What's up, RJ? You feeling all right this morning, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you have to decide. Who do you want to partner up with for K92's Wordplay for your chance to win tickets to see Sam Hunt on April 13th? You want to partner up with me, Monica, or Chris? Just remember, I am a Dallas Cowboys fan.
I know you're a Cowboys fan, but you're a WWE fan like me, so we're going to go with Tweet.
Okay. All right.
RJ's picking me. I'm going to the soundproof chamber.
All right, we have sent Antoine out of the room, and we're going to give you five words. You just have to predict what Antoine is going to say. The first word is fried, F-R-I-E-D. What do you think he's going to say when we give him the word fried?
Fried chicken.
Okay.
Fried chicken. The second word is water.
Waterfall.
I like that answer.
All right. The third word is paper.
Paper towel.
Mm-hmm. All right. The fourth word, bathroom.
Bathroom toilet.
All right. And the last word is always a name, Michelle.
Obama.
Michelle right. Obama. All right.
Okay, we got to get Antoine back on in here.
Antoine, get back in here.
All right.
Antoine,
all right.
A future Eagles fan.
Is that right? Is that right? Okay. I say RJ might have been drinking early this morning if he said that. All right, how did RJ do, guys?
He did great.
Yeah. All right. The first word is fried.
Fried chicken. Fried chicken
RJ,
is what I'm going with.
What'd you say?
Yes, sir.
Fried chicken.
You got it.
All right, okay. There we go. Look at us. Linked up early this morning.
All right, next word is water.
Water. I'm going to say water bottle. Water bottle.
What'd you say, RJ?
Waterfall.
Oh, you know what? That is, that's a better answer. That's a better answer. Waterfall is better than water bottle. I'll give you that one.
The third word is paper.
Paper plane.
What'd you say, RJ?
Paper towel.
Okay. That's also a good one.
All right. The fourth word is bathroom.
Bathroom. Bathroom. Yeah. Bathroom. Bathroom toilet.
What'd you say, RJ?
Why are you giggling? You little schoolgirl. What did you say, RJ?
Bathroom toilet.
I did not expect that to be your answer. What was the name? RJ have our rivalry. I just wanted to see how we would have done.
Okay, the name was Michelle.
I would say Michelle Pfeiffer, Catwoman. It's the only one I could think of.
Nope. RJ, what'd you say?
Obama.
Oh, Michelle Obama. Okay, another. You know okay, what? That's a good Michelle right there.
Why don't we change up one of the words to do Philadelphia? You know? Why don't we do that?
Give me that word. Give me that word. Sucks. That's the answer.
RJ, you still got those tickets. So you're going to see Sam Hunt April the 13th at John Paul Jones Arena in Charlottesville from K92.
Congratulations. Thanks for listening this morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hashtag good news. Hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
Gotta say shout out to Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
And what's he cooking?
Well played, Monica. And he owns the name The Rock now, so he could actually call himself The Rock in regular life.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't only have to be when he's wrestling. Well, as you know, The Rock is super popular, especially with the kids, especially when he played Uncle Maui in the movie Moana.
Uh-huh.
And so a lot of kids, you know, when they are fighting their fights with cancer, they get in contact with Make-A-Wish, and they get their one wish to come true. And so Naomi is a Make-A-Wish girl, and she is 2 years old, and she is fighting a fight in the hospital with a brain tumor, or a brain disorder, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And her wish is for Maui to send her a video of him singing, "You're Welcome." And so The Rock says, "As we know, there's a lot of noise and negativity out there, but I deeply believe that positive energy, light, can make a real difference in people's lives,
yep.
especially when it comes to our children who are struggling. Naomi, I hope you smile with this song, and Uncle Maui will sing you welcome anytime that you need it.
Fill your sails and shake your trees. Come on, Naomi, what can I say except you're welcome for the islands I pulled from the sea. There's no need to pray, it's okay, you're welcome, and thank you." All right, Naomi, I love you so much, and you keep smiling. Bye. You're welcome.
And what's even more adorable in that video is that he's reading the lyrics off. Mm-hmm. And he said to Naomi in the entire video saying, "Hey, even I forget the lyrics sometimes." Yeah. Uncle Maui sometimes forget the
That's
lyrics.
That's all right. That was still good.
Oh, but that is just like, I love The Rock. Everything else aside, I don't know what else is going on in his life. I
better not have any scandal, Rock.
He is such a good guy. Knock on wood. Oh, man. We need more Dwayne Johnsons out there, and we are supporting you, Naomi. May the best. May you win this fight from the K92 Morning Thing.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris, 9:43. And coming up on the show tomorrow, we got more tickets to get you in to go see Sam Hunt with special guest Brett Young in Charlottesville on April the 13th. We'll do that at 8:20 tomorrow with K92's Wordplay. And something else on the show tomorrow, just after 7 o'clock. What old person thing do you like to do? Maybe it's something that your parents used to do or your grandparents. What old person things do you like to do? For example, like go buy or read a newspaper, crochet.
Pop string bean.
Yeah, I posted that question on the K92 Facebook page. You can go there and comment on that. We'll do that on the show tomorrow.
At this phase of my life, I don't know what I don't like doing that old people do. I think it's everything, but I'm going to have a few fun ones picked out. But yes, okay. We have all of that going down tomorrow. But before we get out of here today,
we have the morning thing nugget. You must do the thing you think you cannot do. Yep, I'm going skiing.
You don't think you can ski?
No.
I don't think you can ski either, so that makes us twins.
Wait, you mean water ski or snow ski?
The one, really, you know, like pretty much any
word
ski.
In front of ski, she can't do it.
Land ski, I don't.
You've never attempted either one?
No.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Oh, well, can you swim?
You know... No.
Whether it's water ski, whether it is snow ski, whether it is a shot ski, Monica is not doing any of those. But look, your morning thing nugget said for you to try.
Uh-huh. You must do the thing you think you cannot do.
All right. Hope you have your insurance updated. Yeah. Brand new episode of The Thing tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Toodaloo.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.